certainly for people who may be thinking about jumping out of a ute or a dual cab, the N series accommodates them even better now.
One of the common themes of today, the drive program we've just had, was that we've introduced even more car-like features into many of the models. Independent front suspension, rack and pinion steering on some of the models that were introduced. A new multimedia system with all of the latest features that you would expect in your car audio system, including a few that you might not have, including internet radio built in. And yeah, even the driving experience of the transmissions, even though they're not strictly an automatic transmission per se, they're an automated manual. They drive very much like an auto with all of the controls that you expect in an auto. Mm. And so a ute operator, should they need to upgrade to something with much more payload, can comfortably, step up into the new Isuzu N series and not feel like a duck out of water. They're very much, the controls fall into the same place in their hands, and they have most of the same features that they would have in their ute or car.
The automated manual transmission, if you sampled one from 10 or 15 years ago and then you got into, like we witnessed today, they are chalk and cheese. The technology's come up a long way, hasn't it?
For sure. Mm. Yeah, exactly. Probably was close to 15 years ago when we introduced AMT into the N series. And, back then we were amazed at what could be achieved, but the reality is the hardware is different, and more particular the software, the logic behind the programming and how the transmission handles various conditions on the road. It's a lot smarter. It's a lot more intuitive. And even with the kickdown switch, when you need it to kick down a gear very quickly, you push your right foot down and away it goes, just like an auto in a car. And the reason we stick with AMT in our Isuzu N series is it's the right transmission for a truck. It's not for racing or trying to achieve the best lap time drift around corners. It's for a truck. It's for carrying for lasting the distance with constantly high payloads. And the AMT in our product has proved itself over the last 10 to 15 years. Mm. And as a testament to this is Budget Truck Rental, a very good customer of ours. They almost all of their removal trucks that people borrow on the weekend for moving house are Isuzu N series, and they keep them for 7 or 8 years, and they have a hard life. But they don't even have to take the trucks to the auctions or to a used truck yard. They have a waiting list of people waiting to buy an 8-year-old ex-rental truck, because they know from experience that they've still got quite a bit of life left in them. And the transmission, the engine, all the basics are still very much working well and almost as good as they were when they were brand new. And you can't say that about the transmissions in some other trucks.
A lot of people who have rented those light-duty trucks over the years, the one thing that stands out is generally how poor the cabin ride has been traditionally, but moving towards the independent suspension, it's another world. It just changes the whole dynamic, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Today I was mainly in the NNR with independent front suspension, and it really has made quite a huge difference. If you're spending a lot of time in the urban jungle with all the potholes and the rubbishy roads that we have to encounter and the roadworks and everything else, it's amazing, and we've spent quite a few hours today in that truck, and all the journalists that have come through, they noticed the ride quality straight away. Mm-hmm. And they said, wow, if I was going to spend a lot of time in a light truck, I'd want to have this.
Yep.
Because it is so much better than the others. It's not to say we have a bad ride in the regular truck, but this is the one you would want to do the longer trips or the longer days in, for sure. It's more comfortable, it's more peaceful and everything else, yeah.
And lastly, something that perhaps tradies could think about if they're making that decision between a normal, single cab ute or a double cab ute and a light duty truck like the N series, is that you may be making fewer trips to your supplier, to your hardware store, to your building supply, because you can carry more stuff.
Sure.
You could potentially save time.
Yeah, I had that question today. So unless you are constantly towing a trailer and then making up for the payload deficiency with the trailer, you are going to be able to carry close to double the payload while still driving the truck on a car license. You don't have to upgrade your license. You just have to upgrade your truck or your vehicle, and then you end up with something that has, that can carry twice as much as a dual cab ute easily.